part of the evolutionary glide path of us humans to progressively know ourselves better, thereby inhabiting a bit more the name we gave our species, if it is also part of the evolutionary glide path of us humans not to destroy ourselves or create nightmare dystopias beyond those we have already managed to perpetrate, we will need to take on a whole new level of responsibility for ourselves, for our own minds, for our societies, and for our planet. Otherwise, if past is any prologue, all of us may unwittingly be contributing either by omission or commission in tiny ways that may not be so tiny in the end, to creating a highly unhealthy and majorly toxic world that none of us will be happy to inhabit. And that is perhaps the understatement of the millennium. The prevailing dis-ease of humanity is playing itself out increasingly before our eyes. It is also increasingly harder for any of us to ignore, and we do so individually and collectively at our peril. So mindfulness for all and the cultivation of greater enacted wisdom in how we conduct ourselves and take care of our world is hardly mere hype or wishful thinking. It may be an, if not the, essential ingredient for our short and long-term survival, health, and ongoing development as a species. But to be up to the enormity of this challenge, the mindfulness I am referring to has to be authentic, nested within a universal Dharma framework, nurturing and cultivating wisdom and compassion. As I am using the term, mindfulness is a way of seeing and a way of being, one that has a long history on this planet, and it also has considerable momentum at the moment as it moves increasingly into the mainstream of many different societies and cultures in a variety of ways. Axiomatically, the approach I am advocating has to be and is grounded and safeguarded at every level in ethical, embodied, enacted, and ultimately selfless wisdom and action. We might think of mindfulness as one tributary of the human wisdom tradition. While its most articulated roots lie deep within Buddhism, its essence is universal and has been expressed in one way or another in all human cultures and traditions. As I see it, the increasingly widespread adoption and practice of mindfulness meditation in our individual lives and in our work, and its intentional application moment by moment and day by day in how we respond to the world we inhabit, could potentially provide the very root of authentic well-being, peacefulness, and clarity within our vast diversity of peoples, cultures, and aspirations on the planet. Mindfulness is something to offer all of us as individuals and as a global human community. I don't think that there is any question that its transformative potential needs to be realized, i.e., made real, in an infinite number of creative ways at this particular juncture in the unfolding of our species, nested within our far more fragile than we thought until recently planetary abode. As one of many recent indications that mindfulness is moving into the mainstream in broadly influential ways, the very last chapter of the historian Yuval Noah Harari's 21 Lessons for the 21st Century is about mindfulness. In it, he discloses that since a 10-day retreat in the year 2000, he has been meditating every day, plus annually participating in an intensive silent meditation retreat of 1 or 2 months' duration, with no books or social media during that time. That alone tells us a lot. After offering us 2 remarkably popular, profound, provocative, and insightful volumes describing the history of the human condition and the challenges we are facing as a species in the very near future, some of them quite terrifying, his most recent work, also a bestseller, distills from all that scholarly investigation 21 Lessons for the Present. I found it quite revealing and gratifying that, with all the threads Harari so skillfully weaves together from history to reveal the enormous challenges our species is facing now, he explicitly adopts the rigorous practice of mindfulness in his own life and names it as an improbable but perhaps essential element for cultivation if, as